Hi, I'm Sydney.
And I'm Haley.
And I'm currently super, super busy doing cool science.
So you've probably noticed that this week's episode is way shorter than a normal episode is, and that is because we have a little bit of, an update about why episodes haven't been out. We've been getting messages from you guys about why we don't have episodes out like last week and this week, and we just wanted to publish something to kind of let you know what's been going on over here in the To Die For world. So, Sydney, want to take it away and let us know what you've been up to?
Currently, I'm living in Exmouth, Western Australia, which is near Ningaloo Reef. And we've just collected our corals, and now we're monitoring them for potential spawning. And once we get that spawn, we're then going to run a bunch of different larval, juvenile, and coral adult experiments. So I've been working weird hours, mostly the night shift, just waiting for these corals to spawn. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so exciting to hear about all the cool work you're doing. And I know that you've done coral spawning work before, as have I. And as both of us know, it's unfortunately not a 9-to-5 kind of job. So this is something that you are probably, I imagine, staying up late and watching corals at various times in the middle of the night. And then once they do decide to spawn, it'll be an all hands on deck situation. And you guys will be essentially dealing with the corals spawning until everything is taken care of, no matter what time that happens. So I can imagine you've been super busy.
So unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties with audio and my crazy schedule right now, we haven't gotten an episode out. But the corals should spawn soon. I'll return to being human, and we'll be able to get some episodes out for you all to listen to.
Yeah, like Sydney said, we've had a couple of technical difficulties. We've been trying to record throughout this whole time, but between encountering some bumps in the road, and not having the appropriate amount of time to kind of solve those bumps in the road or fix them in real time like we usually do, we are a little late on getting you guys some episodes, but don't worry, there are so many exciting interviews coming up. Please stay tuned. We've got some really exciting world record breaking guests coming on, so there's more good stuff to come in the very near future, we promise.
We're planning to record some episodes with some of the coral scientists I'm currently working with, so I'm so stoked to share their work with you.
I am so excited for those interviews. I want to hear all about what's been going on and all about Exmouth and Ningaloo, so can't wait for those episodes to come out. And of course, if you guys are missing To Die For content, there is a way that you can go get some more content.
If you're still keen for more To Die For content, make sure to go check out our Patreon. For only $1 a month, you can get access to all of our full-length episodes. So definitely go check that out.
We are so excited to get back to publishing episodes for you guys, and we can't wait for you to hear about all the amazing things that we've been up to in the meantime. And as a peace offering, I will bring you a fish fact for the week. So this fact is based around coral spawning. I wanted to stay on theme. And it is based around some of the Indo-Pacific corals and reefs that Sydney is out working on right now. And it says that sometimes over 100 species of corals can be observed spawning on the same night. So here in the Caribbean, where we only have 72 or so species of hard coral, that's not quite the same, but I can only imagine the incredible view of 100 species of coral all spawning at the same time. What a crazy show. All right, we'll see you guys next week, and we can't wait to get back to our regularly scheduled programming. Bye!